As Texas Senator Ted Cruz moves up in the polls in Iowa, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has been taking aim at Cruz about whether he's eligible to be president because Cruz was born in Canada to an American mother, and it is now a legal issue. Bloomberg reports a voter in Texas filed a lawsuit just yesterday asking the U.S. Supreme Court to answer the eligibility question. Trump attacked Cruz on the issue last night in the latest GOP presidential debate on the Fox Business Channel.
You have a big lawsuit over your head while you're running, and if you become the nominee, who the hell knows if you can even serve in office? So you should go out, get a declaratory judgment, let the courts decide.
And Cruz responded sharply last night.
Listen, I've spent my entire life defending the Constitution before the U.S. Supreme Court, and I'll tell you, I'm not going to be taking legal advice from Donald Trump.
You don't have to. Take it from Lawrence.
The argument about Cruz's birth and eligibility to be president has become a major fight on the campaign trail between Trump, Cruz, and a prominent constitutional scholar from Harvard. WBUR political reporter Anthony Brooks has our story this morning.
It's hardly surprising that Ted Cruz is a target of Donald Trump. The fiery Texas conservative is competing for the same kind of voter and could win in Iowa and is gaining ground in New Hampshire. So Trump is eager to talk about the fact that Cruz was born to an American mother in Canada and that according to the Constitution, only a natural-born citizen can be president.
Ted Cruz has a problem because the question is he a natural-born citizen? And the question was asked to me on Meet the Press, and I said, I don't know. I mean, nobody knows.
This was Trump earlier this week in Windham, New Hampshire. You might recall that 4 years ago, it was Trump who pushed discredited theories that Barack Obama was not a natural-born American. But what's interesting about this round of birther allegations is that there's more than a shred of legitimacy to them.
Lawrence Tribe of Harvard, who's a constitutional expert, one of the best in the country, said, and I wrote it down, this is not a settled matter.
It's true. Harvard Law Professor Lawrence Tribe did say that, and we're going to hear from him in a moment. But first, this has become a major irritant for Ted Cruz, who was also in New Hampshire this week, to talk about Second Amendment rights, terrorism, and his effort to unite conservatives. But he couldn't escape the question about his Canadian birth.
Well, listen, I like Donald. The legal question is quite straightforward, which is that the children of U.S. citizens born abroad are natural-born citizens, are citizens by birth. That's true if you're serving in the military. That's why John McCain is a natural-born citizen, even though he's born in Panama.
Cruz says this is all settled law.
It clearly is not settled law.
So this is Lawrence Tribe. He's an interesting voice in this story because he obviously knows a lot about the law and about Ted Cruz, because back in the mid-'80s, he taught constitutional law to Cruz.
He was very colorful. He took me on all the time, always had his hand up, always wanted to disagree, and he got an A, and there weren't that many A's in a class of about 150 or so.
The source of their disagreement was their differing views of the Constitution. Tribe is a liberal who regards the Constitution as a living document that should be interpreted according to changing times.
If I were a justice of the Supreme Court applying my approach, I would actually vote for Ted Cruz's citizenship. Ted Cruz has always made fun of that way of looking at the Constitution.
That's because Tribe says Cruz is a constitutional originalist. He believes the document should be followed to the letter. And Tribe says a judge with that view might well conclude that Ted Cruz is not eligible to be president because he was not born in America. Tribe says this shows that Cruz is trying to have it both ways.
It was his view that the Constitution's meaning is sort of frozen in time. Well, now he's become a fair-weather originalist. It means what it always meant unless it hurts his ambitions. And that, I think, is the most important point of all this. It shows that he is a constitutional hypocrite, that he's self-serving, that he's cynical, that he's really unreliable. And it's dangerous.
For his part, Ted Cruz is not fighting back and attacking Donald Trump, lest he alienate his supporters. But he is firing back at Lawrence Tribe.
I will say it is more than a little strange to see Donald relying on as authoritative a liberal left-wing judicial activist Harvard law professor who is a huge Hillary supporter.
But Lawrence Tribe disputes that and says he's not working for Hillary Clinton and has no pony in the race between Cruz and Trump. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is all too happy to keep this issue alive. As he campaigned in New Hampshire this week, he said he was actually helping his rival, Ted Cruz, by urging him to seek legal clarity on whether he's eligible to be president.
You can't have a nominee who's going to be subject to being thrown out as a nominee. You just can't do it. I'm sure Ted is thrilled that I'm helping him out, but I am. I mean, I am.
It's the kind of help that Ted Cruz could probably do without. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.